Okay, so how's everyone been since last time? Been practicing and engaging and going places? No. No. Bet you, Rebecca, are you feeling a bit better this time? Because I know you were a bit discouraged last time, but.
Right. Well, I haven't really gone anywhere, but we saw something really unusual. When we were doing our regular prayer room stuff, because other people in the prayer room are starting to see things. It's like it's opening up. But I saw Jesus come in the church, and it was like a portal. It's not like he came through a door or that I saw an opening, but after he walked through, he turned around and he looked at the area where he came through, and then these shimmering gold figures came through the same doorway or portal. I guess they were a type of angel, but they were gold and they were shimmery, and I don't know what they were, but they just kept coming out that doorway.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, probably the shining ones. They often come through like that, or in different shiny colors and different things. Or, yeah, I mean, when those angels engage, a good thing to do is to really just find out what they're there for. So engage with them and ask, have you been sent on a mission, or have you come to get involved in something that God wants to do? Usually there's a reason. When a portal opens or when things come through, there's usually a pretty good reason for them being. And if we cooperate with them, or if someone realizes they're there and then opens that realm up for others to engage in, it's usually pretty helpful, because they will come on assignment, or they'll have come drawn to something that's gone on in worship, or something that's been prophesied or revealed or something. That'd be usually what happens. So, but yeah. Yeah, it's good. Okay. What would you want to do today? You got any questions or anything?
I wanted to talk about something that happened. I would often go on the night watch. That was kind of, I learned what that was from Ian's teachings. And this morning, a lot of times when I come back, I don't remember a lot of what happened, just little inklings of it. But coming back this morning around 4-ish, I saw angelic warfare. I saw angels fighting. And what was surprising to me was there was a lot of resistance. I hadn't seen that much resistance before. It was very fierce. And then, my husband kind of brought me out of it. And I was so stirred in my spirit that, I was praying in the spirit on a drive I had to make, pretty much most of the drive. And then a couple hours later, I did see a very serious accident where a police cruiser, on high speed, was turned over. I witnessed the, it ending up turned over. And I'm just wondering, could that be a connection? Because I don't know the realm or sphere, but it was a lot of resistance. A lot of warfare, a lot of fighting
Yeah.
between the two.
Yeah. I would imagine you are looking into the atmosphere of the Earth and seeing the battles that do go on there. There are battles that are going on there as a result of people interceding and praying and ministering. And it may be some of your intercession in praying. Is part of that. I mean, certainly, in terms of what you saw, it may have a connection, and it may be in that what happened there was limited by the prayers and the things that were going on in the atmosphere to restrict what potentially could have happened as a result of an accident and different things like that. I mean, it's one of those things. The atmosphere of the Earth and what we do is very much a sort of a old versus new dynamic in terms of prayer and intercession and different things. And I think a lot of what has been done in prayer and intercession has been from here trying to get God to do something, or for us trying to address the atmosphere to try and deal with principalities and powers and rulers and wickedness and those angelic hierarchy that exists there. But I think a lot of the revelation that came that exposed those things and what they did was a stepping stone into, once you identified that, and you need to identify where they get their authority from. And there's a cycle that goes on in that what they influence on the earth in terms of culture and things that happen over areas or happen in particular regions, that it moves people, particularly those who aren't believers, to be influenced by those spiritual dynamics. And then when people then cooperate and come into agreement with those things, then they give more power for those things to take place. But there are higher levels of authority above them in the in the kingdom of God area, where giants and dragons and those type of spiritual beings are higher levels of authority. And they look to usurp and hinder us ruling from our mountains and our thrones there. And when we do start to operate there and we deal with those things in that realm, then that gives us the authority to then deal with those things beneath them, because we then are over them and can release what we're called to do in terms of our authority, and we can release angels to go and do that warfare. And so personally, I don't get involved in warring in the atmosphere of the earth. I've been there, I've seen it, but actually I send angels to do it. And so I can only send the angels according to the area that I've got authority over. And that could be a church area, it could be a regional area, even a national or international area, depending on the level of authority and ministry that we've got, been given. But I would assign angels there. And depending on what it is that those things operate, I mean, principalities isn't the name of spiritual beings, it's the name of an area. And it's ruled by something. Now, it should be ruled by us, but because we haven't really ruled, then areas of territory, are occupied by territorial spirits. They operate in that area. It's our responsibility to clear that area, but we don't do the battle. We just assign those that are called to do that, which is the angelic realm and the host, the Lord of the hosts, and the army of God, but the more we are actually seeing what the strategies of the enemy are, then the easier it is to direct the angels to deal with those strategies and open up so the everlasting doors can be opened, and therefore blessing and the glory of God can be released through, the King of Glory can come through and touch the earth, Some of the other things, the rulers and powers that operate there, they operate through governmental spheres and they affect people, and sometimes they can work through physical government or they can work through criminal government. There's all sorts of things where they can have an outworking. But we have the authority over them when we are established in on our mountains and on our thrones there to affect change and transformation in that. But I think it's we're just beginning to start to understand the dynamics and how to work through those dynamics and affect those things. And I think over the coming years we'll find that we have greater authority to open the realms of heaven to manifest on earth. And we're just learning about it. Some of it, learning that there are also kings and there are different things that we have to deal with in that realm. And then the angels can deal with what they're assigned to deal with. you know. But it is, you know, warfare is intense. You know, it is pretty intense. You know, that war originally started when Satan originally fell, and a third of the angels fell with him, and there was war in heaven. That's what it said. You know, and you know that still rages within the atmosphere of the earth. And it's up to us to ensure that we are taking authority over those areas and establishing kingdom government there. And then we can then release blessing and favor and God's goodness and the grace of God and the mercy of God can be released. You know, and other things that God shows us. You know, God will show us and give us strategies of what we need to do, and then we then can to see the influence, because what it is, that there are places of influence and they influence people and they influence institutions and they influence things in this realm from that realm, and we have to bring godly influence, which is righteousness and justice, and that's what we get to administer from our thrones, righteousness and justice, which is the foundation of God's kingdom, rather than what the enemy will try and do, which are always perversions of things. So, yeah, certainly.
That's an interesting thing, because, you know, often you talked about having a white horse angel.
Yeah.
And I have this black one named Justice. I was given his reins years ago, and often when we're on assignment, there would be a white horse nearby, but I never really engaged that horse. But I have now since, you know, while I was holding the reins of justice, I was given the reins of righteousness. That's the name of the white horse. So it was like I was standing there holding the reins of these two horses that, you know, I've seen a lot. So it was really amazing, too.
No, absolutely, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, that's good. Okay. Anyone else? Have you got anything today?
I want to share, after the engagement with the angels, I start asking them for the names, and they give me the names. But then I was with a group of friends, and we were talking in Skype, and what I did is like, why you don't ask the Lord what angel is around you, and wait. Mm-hmm. And they wait, and they saw the angel, and then I asked them, well, ask them what is the name and the function. So they did, and they started engaging with the angels, and they knew the names and everything. So
excellent.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, and then it's a sense of then engaging with those angels every day and sending them on assignment and sending them before you to prepare the way, you know, to bring favor and blessing, resource and connections, just, you know, because they want to be involved in what we're doing on a daily basis. You know, and that's just our personal ones. Then, you know, if Jesus had, I think, 12 legions of angels that he could call on, then we also have 12 legions of angels that we can call on to do the other things that we're discussing this now. But our personal angels are very much involved with what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, and getting to know them and talking to them and assigning them is, you know, is part of learning to control the atmosphere around us. And to bring blessing and safety and security and provision into that atmosphere. So, yeah, it's really good.
Thanks. Yeah. I have one that I know, he's like my angel, the one that I was born with, but he's like more like a regular angel, like a friend angel kind of thing. Like, he kind of encouraged me when I did it down. He likes to tickle me and all that kind of thing. But the one that I got this time with my friends, I never hear about the name, so I need to research, because I never hear. He was talking about the old lineage, and I was like, okay, old lineage, like, you know, like a keeper. But I was like trying to figure out the old lineage. I mean, must be my family lineage. I don't know. I need to keep talking to him, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, you can have a heritage. Or from your family lineage and from that generational stuff. And sometimes angels are assigned from generation to generation. You know, and some of it will be, okay, what is it that you were to receive from that, and is there a particular heritage that that God would want you to engage from? You know, because you know some of those things have been stolen and robbed, and Satan's got them in his trophy room. You know, but if you have something that's been released to you, you know, it can be received as a multiplication of blessing over you and through you. Yeah, keep talking and seeing what he says. Yeah, find out.
Wow, good. That's good.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I guess maybe we can engage or do something.
Can, yeah, sure. I don't know what questions you, if there's anything you want to ask or anything before we do that or where you'd want to go.
Can I ask one more?
Yeah.
You were talking about dragons and this, you know, the sphere that they operate in.
Yeah.
This battle I was talking about, there were some dragons there. So could this be around my own mountains then? Because you said that
it could be.
I mean, I have not had the opportunity to really seek more because it just happened, and then I've been engaged in
Nathan, so. Sure. I mean, some of what you can see. My personal experiences of that is that you know I have dealt with dragons and giants personally, because they were usurping my authority and I needed to exercise authority over them. But that's not to say that there could be. Levels of warfare that are going on there that angels are involved in. You know, I personally haven't experienced that, but it's not to say that it can't happen. You know, and there may well be assignments that have been released to hinder and block. But you know, particularly it's like if you're talking about the Night Watch and having been in that realm during your sleep, then your spirit may well have been challenging those things, and therefore it may well be you have assigned angels to deal with certain things. That's quite possible, because that might have been something that you were doing while you were asleep and your spirit was engaged in it. You know, and when you actually woke up, you came around to it, you began to see some of the outworking of what was going on. You know, and there could be some, you know, maybe some specific engagement that was taking place to do with maybe something that God is calling you to, or that you just go back to and find out, you know, okay, what were they fighting over? You know, and if it was something to do with my ministry and my calling, or then okay, is there anything else I need to do in a conscious sense of being able to operate in authority and to enforce victory? You know, because what you don't want is ongoing battle around something that you should be ruling on without that. So, yeah, I mean. There's no real sort of right and wrong to a lot of this stuff. It's just using what we see and then going back to God for further revelation about it, and so we can understand, because we're all on a learning curve, you know, of understanding, you know, what are these things? When I see these things, what does it mean? You know, and the key to all interpretation of things really is to get the flow of revelation coming from God himself. You know, because he's always willing to talk to us if we go to him and share, and then we'll get some insight and revelation into what was going on, you know, which may help us in the future. And often, you know, sometimes we see things that are visions of things that are what is to come or what has already taken place. And it is identifying, you know, okay, what is this? Is this something prophetic that is revealing that there is a battle to come that I need to be ready and prepared for? because there's going to be something that I need to take fresh ground, and what you're seeing may not necessarily have been something that was happening then. Sometimes you can see something that's already taken place, and that can give you insight into what you need to do in the future. And of course, it can be something that's taking place then. But of course, if it's in the realm of the kingdom, time does not operate necessarily in the same dimension. So, you know, what happens, what you saw there, can be something that is going to take place, you know, that will have an effect here at a later date, because time seems differently there, you know, and it seems that, let me think, is it time that's operating faster or slower? Well, in a sense, the speed of light is faster, so things operate in the before, you know, but a lot of things operate now in that realm, which aren't necessarily now in this realm, and we have to learn to interpret what is it that we're seeing and how, in seeing it, what does it affect to? Is this something for today? Is it something for tomorrow? Is it something I need to be preparing for because I've seen something, you know, that this is a strategy that is going to take place? And actually what I was seeing was, you know, what will happen when I assign angels to deal with things, you know, and only by going to God and getting that understanding and insight that you sort of understand, is it, what is it you see, you know, because a lot of it is, you know, we can have visions, you know, in Revelation, the beginning of Revelation, John was looking into heaven, having a vision of what he saw, but then in John 4, he went up into heaven, and went into that and was in that place rather than observing. And sometimes we can observe something and be seeing something. It's no less real, it's just we're observing something, but then we can also step into it and engage it. And they can be different on a time frame basis. But yeah, it's all interesting stuff, isn't it? Yeah, we're learning, but there we go. Yeah. Okay. Right. Anything else you want to ask? Okay. You got anything, Rebecca? Nope. Okay, so what if you want to do something activation wise, you know, is there anything particular you want to engage in? No, yeah.
I do want to go anywhere else besides the garden. I want to see other places.
Sure. Okay.
I would love to engage the Ark.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good place to engage. Okay. Well, maybe we'll look about it in terms of let's look to engage around the Ark and just look to see you know, an enforced sort of a revealing something more of destiny and mandates that you may carry or God wants you to carry. Let's see what he does around that. And you know, we can go to some of the places that you go when you need to get revelation or authorization or insight or strategy. You know, so sometimes, you know, if you feel, hey, there's something about what God's called me to do that I want greater insight and revelation about, then you can go and bring that before the presence of God around the Ark and look into his will and purpose. So you begin to see from his perspective that which you carry in your heart. It may be that you feel, hey, I want a fresh mandate. You know, I get mandates every day. So I go for my daily mandate of what is it I'm looking into today of the will of God. Because it's just like Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. Where did he see the Father doing it? Well, when he looked and stepped into around his presence and was able to engage. You know, so there may be something specific you get for the day. There may be something which is associated with something you already have. You know, just open up your hearts there around his presence and his faces and his names, and just we'll just see what happens. And you know, and you know, anywhere we go, if you feel you just want to stay where you are, then that's fine, and engage more. We'll just see where God may take us on that journey, if you want. That's okay. Okie dokie. Well, then just encourage you to close your eyes and just start to be still and let your spirit start to be still. You may want to just pray in tongues on the inside or just begin to engage your spirit. There's an open heaven over you. You have access to come up those steps or the ladder that's engaging you in the realm of heaven. Let's encourage you to step through by faith. Let your spirit step in through the veil into the presence of Jesus, who's waiting for you there in the doorway. Just let Jesus take you by the hand. Just feel his presence. Feel the desires of his heart for you today as you come and surrender to him as your high priest. Just surrender your heart afresh to him today. Jesus, your high priest, who through his life and through what he did on the cross has opened up this way to come through the veils into the different realms of heaven. Just sense, breathe the atmosphere of heaven. Just allow your spirit just to engage in the freedom, the expanse, the possibilities, the faith atmosphere, the glory. As you breathe it in, just open up your life to receive it. Now just let Jesus take you by the hand and let him take you through the veil that's between the kingdom and the atmosphere of the earth. You come through that veil, the veil of the way, and just let him take you through. And you may feel like you're going through a portal. You may feel a sense of movement or atmosphere change as you walk with him. This is the pathway, engaging through the realms of heaven as you surrender to him. As he takes you through the veil of the life, you can present yourself, your life, as an offering, as an incense upon the altar that's there, that your life would just ascend to God as an offering today. So you surrender, just surrender at a deeper level. You know, surrender the thoughts and intentions of your heart, surrender to that deeper level of intimacy with him. As he begins to, again, just take you through the veil, as you come through the veil of the life, and you come in around his presence, around the ark. Just take your place with the cherubim to begin to look into his presence. Think of his name, the Yod, He, Vav, He of his name. Just allow that to surround you.
Oh.
just begin to sense the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. Just look into his presence. Open up your heart for him to reveal something fresh about your mandate. Touch the desires of your heart. Just receive something fresh from him today. Just allow your spirit and your heart to engage. You may sense something being written on your heart. You may sense a scroll being given to you. You may just sense something fresh about who you are, your identity, as aligned with who God is. As you begin to see from His perspective, as you look out from the perspective of the lion or the ox or the eagle or the man, just sense that you are in him, that your life is hidden in him. As I'm just observing and watching, I can see light around you, different colors of light that you're receiving, revelation, an encoding which touches your DNA, it touches your heart of light, revelation of who you are, what you're called to, your destiny. And as you receive that mandate today, just let Jesus now just begin to take you by the hand again. Let him take you through the veil and through the doorway, and just sense as you take that door, you're going to a courtroom, and in this courtroom, it's the Court of Chancellors, and you can present your heart, present your mandate, present your calling, present your destiny to them. As they sit before you at the bench, just allow them to authorize and come into agreement with what you have been commissioned to do. You may see them writing on a scroll, you may see them give you a scroll. Sometimes you may sense the presence of some of the men in white linen that are attracted to mandates and scrolls according to their life's purpose. Just be open to receive. Jesus will just take you again by the hand. He'll just lead you from that place through another doorway that will take you to the court of angels. And again, bring with you that which you've received in authorization, that which you carry within your heart. Come and stand in the court of angels and release your heart's desires, release your mandate. There will be angels who respond to what you release and will come in assignment for your destiny. They may be different depending on what your call is. Just engage there. Just sense their involvement. Just see. You know, I sense the Cash Milim are involved with one of you, the colored shining ones that come around you and come around you are attracted to worship and your heart for worship and your release of worship. I see the Ishim, who are really mighty, powerful warriors associated with one of you, standing with you, warrior angels, in your fight for righteousness and justice. I see also the seraphim with the fiery ones connecting with the heart for holiness. Just sense the authorization you have to release those angels, to send them before you, to release them in the atmosphere, to assign them to specific ministry and task. Just sense their engagement with you. Now Jesus would just again take you by the hand and he'll take you to your mountain. Just sense your mountain, this place of your identity within the top, the heights of the kingdom of God, your place of authority. The angel is there with your throne. Just be seated. Sit on your throne, carrying with you the mandate and the authority and the scroll and the angelic canopy around you as you sit. As Jesus is before you, just sense him enthroning you, investing you with authority, placing a crown upon your head. Sense the colors, sense its form. As he places a scepter within your right hand, as he gives you a mantle, just sense the color and feel how powerful and strong that you are ruling from this throne according to your mandate. Just sense how you can begin to release your mandate. You may feel you want to declare, call things into being, assign angels. Below you are seven mountains in the realms below you that belong to you. Just engage with them. Ask Jesus to reveal those names if you don't know. Begin to administer those mountains that are associated with the mandate you've received today. Just allow your spirit to begin to expand your capacity to rule, the authority to rule. Just see if there's anything on those mountains, anything around them, any demonic creatures that you may need to deal with. This is your place of authority. You have been invested by Jesus to operate in lordship, to administer the kingdom according to your call, destiny, and mandate from this place. The angel behind your throne is there to guide and direct in protocol. Now just allow Jesus again to take you by the hand. He is going to take you through a door so you can engage with wisdom's heights. Come to wisdom's heights where the pathways meet, where the doors, where wisdom's pillar stand. Just allow your spirit to engage with the atmosphere of that place. This is at the top of the heights in the kingdom of heaven. The gateway to the mountain of God is there. The doorways into dimensions are there. The way is there, the timeline. Now Jesus introduces you to wisdom. She stands before you. She calls and beckons to you, calling to you as sons of man, sons of God. Just look into her eye, look into her eyes, see the depths that wisdom has to impart to you to rule, to govern, to administer the kingdom. Feel her heart's desires for you. Feel the impartation, download of light, revelatory information into your very being. Just allow wisdom to, again, just take you now and lead you to the doorway, one of the doors. And she takes you through the doorway, out into the stars. Just sense the drawing and the longing that you have to engage, and let your spirit begin to engage with the galaxy where she's taken you, and allow things to flow out from your spirit, creatively releasing that which is your eternal destiny. Now, wisdom would just take you to look at this world, this earth, and see where the desires of your heart engage with the earth. You may wish to take it within your heart, take an area within your heart as you see the earth revolving around you. You see places, nations, people groups. Just allow your heart to be drawn. Allow this to take the desires of your heart. Allow yourself to be engaged with it. Now, wisdom would just take you back through the doorway to the heights where the pillars are. And she now can take you through the door, the gateway into the mountain of God, to take you before throne of God. Just go through the doorway with her as she brings you before the throne of God, the four living creatures, seven spirits of God. Just cast all your crowns before the throne as you worship, as you bow, as you sense the awesomeness of the presence of God. You surrender all that you've received and trade for deeper revelation of intimacy as you just cast it all before him. As you see the Lion of the tribe of Judah upon that throne, ruling in righteousness and justice. Just begin to sense the awesome power and authority and majesty and dominion and glory and honor that belong to him. Just allow him to take you to a place of intimacy with him as the lion, a place of safety and security where you can lie down in rest, resting on him. Absolute rest and peace. Totally secure in his intimate presence, the presence of the king, the lion, the ruler, who loves you, who desires deeper intimacy with you, who calls you to rest in his presence. He just expands your capacity to know him. Now just allow him to lead you back through the veils. As you step back through the realms of the kingdom, carrying with you the revelation that's been imparted, the authority that's been released, the mandate that you've been given, that which has been revealed to you that you may not yet understand, but the heart and the spirit will reveal and draw you towards over the coming days and weeks and months and even years, as what has been imparted to you will be released to you. Just step back into this realm. Okay. You can share anything that you might want to share with that if you want to, or just ponder it in your own heart. That's fine.
I did want to say I did see the golden shining ones that you were talking about. I had one on each side. Each one of them took my hand and wanted to take me someplace. So you were right on that.
Okay. Okay.
I saw almost everything. I mean, it was wonderful. I never been, even before you were talking about wisdom taking us to space, I saw that before you said. And I think the scripture that came to my mind was, she was there with God when he was creating everything, and that was very special, very beautiful. And then there was the first time that actually I looked toward the earth, and I was asking God, okay, what is the nations? And then names, I start hearing names, so I just agree with him to whatever those nations are. I guess it's to pray for right now. And then with the lion, yeah, I love the lion. That's really good. I just love the lion.
the lion's it's a beautiful place. Place to rest. There's the picture that I put up. Let me show you the picture. You see that picture?
Oh yeah. That's
lying, resting in the lion's presence, absolute peace and rest.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I was seeing like the Narnia lion, and when I had my eyes closed, and
yeah,
such a place of peace and safety. Yeah, so wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I when we were engaging wisdom, I believe it was prudence. I kept getting distracted by prudence. Kept trying to turn into wisdom, and it was like the prudence kept beckoning, and so I've got some seeking to do there.
Yeah. Cool. The key in all these things is just a doorway that then you can go back into, meditate around it, those things that you saw, those things that you felt. Any particular things, just begin to meditate on it, go back to God with it, go back into any of the encounters, the places, you know, because it needs to become a place where you can engage whenever you need to and experience. So, you know, these things are just, they just open a door, and then it's really to encourage you to go through those doors. And the more time you spend engaging there, the more familiar you become, and the more easier it is to flow in it, and to know what to do there, you know. And you know, make sure that you rule from your mountain, you know. And if you've received revelation of nations and things like that, you know, that's the place that you administer blessing, that you administer angels from your mountain. That you move mountains, that you speak, you bind, you loose, you do things in authority from your mountain, because that is who you are in the realm of the kingdom. It's really your destiny and who you are to rule there from that place, you know, under his lordship. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just keep pressing in is the key.
Yeah, because when you were talking about the mountains, I saw a new mountain today, and it was actually it's called the Nations Mountain, the Mountain of the Nations. So that was kind of interesting. I saw the Mountain of the Nations, and then I was hearing names. So yeah, I will do that. Just root from the mountain and decree whatever you want. Yeah. Thanks.
Good. Okay. Okie dokie.
Yeah. I got two new names in the mountains today myself. But, you know, I do have one quick question about, what do you know about Event Horizon? Because that's something...
Event Horizon?
Yeah, keep...
Okay. An event horizon is the boundary of a black hole where you... A black hole absorbs light but releases a sound, and at the event horizon... often it can also be the entrance into a wormhole that can connect between different dimensional places. That's also an event horizon, and so it's often a place between two different dimensions, or an access to dimensions. You know, certainly when it's associated with black holes, It can be about bringing light back into those areas. When you go out into the galaxy, sometimes your spirit is drawn to release things that start to reestablish government there. You know, event horizons, you know, are like that. I mean, that's sort of how they connect up different realms. Again, just seek God about what that is, what that means, why he's giving you that as a name to experience and to engage in. All right. Okay, well, we'll leave it there.